And what about something that that has drawers that you can put clothes in?
Dresser or chiffarobe.
Okay. Now, is there a difference between a dresser and a chiffarobe?
Well, a dresser doesn't have as many drawers as a chiffarobe. And the dresser generally has a mirror. Sometimes you can find a chiffarobe that has one.
Well, is either one of these things built into the wall?
Well, it could be.
Either one could be?
I guess you'd call it a chiffarobe, but with that.
Okay. What do you call all the tables and chairs and lamps and things in a house? All those things together, what do you call it? You say, oh, they really have some nice
furniture.
And what do you call the room in a house that you sleep in?
I call it the bedroom.
Okay. And do you have a special name for an alcove that contains a bed, if the bed is placed there? Have a special?
I don't know how to explain that. I don't know what you mean.
I just wondered if you have a special term for that kind of that kind of area. Okay. What do you call things that you can pull down over the windows to keep the sun out?
Shades.
Okay. And what do you call a place where you can hang clothes up?
A closet.
And what about one that stands out from the wall?
You could call a chiffarobe.
Okay.
A wardrobe.
Yeah, is there a difference between a wardrobe and a chiffarobe?
Well, I think so, because a wardrobe is a great big thing as far as I know about them, and a chiffarobe is smaller.
Well, can you hang clothes in a chiffarobe?
Yes, but it's not high.
Okay. What do you call the place at the very top of the house?
Roof?
Yeah, I think, right underneath the roof.
The attic.
And what about the area where you prepare food?
Oh, that's a kitchen.
Okay. And is there a difference between a winter and a summer kitchen?
Well, I have never had a difference, but I have just a kitchen.
Okay. Did you ever know anybody who had a kitchen that was not a part of the main house? Well, now, what was that called?
It was called a kitchen, as far as I know. But it had a little, sort of a little porch that you stepped down off of the other side of the house, like a hall. Narrow hall, and you went over to the kitchen that was part away from the house.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't live in one. But I know of them.
Mm-hmm.
You have plenty of them up in the country.
Oh, you do? And but they're still called kitchens?
Called a kitchen.
Did you ever do much visiting in the country?
Yes, did some missionary work up at Alabama and Linnea, Pembroke and Claxton, up in that part of town.
Uh-huh. I wondered how you happened to be familiar with these things. What do you call a little room off the kitchen where people keep pickles and canned goods? And
pantry.
And what do you call a little piece of furniture that's sometimes kept in a kitchen or maybe on the porch just off the kitchen where you can keep pickles and canned goods and that kind of thing?
What is it?
Okay. Have you ever heard people call that a safe?
Yes. Yes. We had a safe, but we didn't have it in the place. We had it separate. It was a screen where you put your food in there because we didn't have refrigerators like we have in these days.
Yeah, that's what a safe is for.
That's what a safe was for.
So it would keep the flies off. Well, what kind of things did you put in there?
Well, you put your food in there.